Welcome to the Z-Secure Update. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objection, you may disconnect. I'd like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Glenda Cummings, Worldwide Senior Product Manager. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, Fran, and thanks all of you for joining us today. With me, I have Mark Hahn from our Z-Secure support staff. Mark's been working with Z-Secure for many years and has assisted several of our customers, plus having performed the Z-Secure health checks that we were offering. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And Mark will be presenting parts of today's presentation. So because we only have a set amount of time, let's get started. Let's go to slide number two. I want to take just a few minutes to do a short review of 1.11. It was an exciting release and has been given very favorable results from our customers. But I also wanted to remind you of this because of two reasons. We build on every release of Z-Secure from the past one. Suggestions from customers for enhancements from 1.11 were added to version 1.12. So it would be good to let you know what was in 1.11 when we talk about some of the things that are in 1.12. Plus, the competitive edge that 1.11 gave us has been a factor in many a sale this past year. So remember, we always have currency for the operating system. This in itself sets us up in a very positive manner with our customers, knowing that they can rely on the fact that if there's a new feature either in the operating system or in RAC-S, that new feature will probably be in Z-Secure as well. But one of the things I wanted to remind you of that set us apart from our competitors in that release is the Z-Secure database cleanup or access monitor capability we introduced. Our customers have felt that this feature, along with the RAC-F offline capability that we've had in Z-Secure for a while, has saved them many, many hours on their security projects and has helped them pass audits and stay in compliance. The RAC-F database cleanup function addresses the problem of obsolete authorizations, which is an administrative issue that is increasingly unacceptable from a compliance, governance, and risk perspective. For example, removing the authorizations that have not been used in a year or even longer in some cases. Now, this pertains to unused permits, and at the same time, if the authorizations are obsolete, as well as unused, connects as well. And at the same time, if the authorizations are obsolete, it's likely that the corresponding resources are equally obsolete and should probably also be cleaned up. Obsolete resources on the system can present and do present a security risk because they could be reused for other purposes and inappropriate access would be granted by virtue of the obsolete authorizations lingering in the RAC-F database. The RAC-F cleanup function can be used to reduce the overhead of processing around yearly, that overhead of processing, that yearly review that's demanded by a lot of the regulations that are out there. Let's go to slide number three. Now, we have several goals for the Z-Secure Suite. We strive to provide and leverage seamless integration with a mainframe enterprise-wide view for both audit and compliance efforts. We also provide monitoring and audit incidents to help detect and prevent security exposures as well as assess compliance. One of our other goals is to automate routine administrative tasks to help reduce costs and improve productivity and enforce policy. In 1.11, we did some extended monitoring of status changes both in ZOS and in RAC-F. For example, Z-Secure Admin and Z-Secure Audit have been extended with capabilities to compare security settings and security databases and provides and besides providing core functionality for comparison involving any report type, the product features default comparison settings aimed at comparing the protection settings of different systems or current and old snapshots of the same system or security database. Z-Secure Admin and Audit contain a built-in knowledge base that's used to, if possible, tell whether a change is more secure and would enhance but still be compliant, are even less secure and hence might no longer be compliant. We added several new reporting and event monitoring capabilities that deal with security for things like CICS, PDS member, IPsec. Well, you can see the list. Let's go to the next slide, please. We also concentrated on providing security event information for other software products besides RACF, because RACF may be the heartbeat of security and keeps the world going by keep on pumping. But there's a lot of SMS, there's a lot of security events out there that affect security in one way or another. We've included things like the SMS security event records produced by products such as Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager, TKLM as it's known, WebSphere Application Server, Object Access Method, which is commonly known as OAM. We provided further support in Z-Secure Audit for double byte character set for ease of use by the world that uses, the part of the world that uses the double byte character set, such as the Japanese. And, of course, we provided enhancements to the administration and to the audit user interface. And if you want more information about 111, well, just let me know. Now, let's go to the next slide and concentrate on 1.12. Slide number 5. On October 26th, we announced a new release of IBM Security, Z-Secure Suite, formerly known as IBM Tivoli Security Suite, to assist in the compliance, monitoring, and auditing, and the audit uses and configurations, to enforce policy compliance, help administer the mainframe security server, and monitor for threats. Now, the suite consists of offerings that take advantage of the most recent Z Enterprise and RACF enhancements to put Z Secure ahead of our competition. Now, let's take a further look, and let's go to the next slide, which would be slide number 6. The IBM security portfolio leads the industry in thought leadership, research expertise, and breadth of offerings and services capabilities. In 2007, we created the IBM Security Executive Board to coordinate our development and go-to-market approaches across our product and service divisions at the senior executive level. In 2008, IBM introduced the IBM Security Framework, representing the industry-leading portfolio of solutions spanning products and professional services and managed services that we have organically built, acquired, and are partnered to deliver. In 2009, we formed the IBM Security Tiger Team to help sell this entire set of the IBM security capabilities. Now, in 2010, we continue to build on this solid foundation. Earlier in the year, IBM further elevated the visibility of the IBM security portfolio and leadership with the announcement of new and improved consistency in naming IBM security solution offerings. This initiative unifies our security product and service messaging across all brands within SWG, GTS, and STG. We launched unified offerings to the public and continued to position IBM security solutions as the leader in the security industry. So, yes, we changed the name. And it's for the good. Z-Secure is an IBM security solution delivering cross-band value across the security framework and is considered to be an IBM security solution. So, therefore, it should be recognized as such. So it is now called the IBM Security Z-Secure Suite. So let's go on to the next slide, slide number 7. Now, let's do a quick overview of Z-Secure itself. And by the way, you will notice there is a new wheel there with the new names on it. I know we have several new folks on this call who have not been involved with Z-Secure in the past. And for those of you who have, well, maybe you can pick up a few new tips on the products. Remember, there are 7 individual products. Each is sold separately and has its own PID or product number. They are installed separately, and one does not depend on having the other. So if a customer only wants the secure audit, that's fine. Plus, it gives you a great upsell opportunity for the rest of the products. And we do see that happening a lot. And remember, they are all in the workload pricer, and they are all Z-Secure products, not a PPA or distributed product. I get that question quite a bit. Why can't I find the Z-Secure products in PPA? Well, they're not PPA products. They're not distributed products. They're Z products. So look for them in the workload pricer. Now let's look at the products. So to help minimize risk and increase efficiency with the IBM Security Z-Secure Suite, every organization has a core set of mission-critical data that must be protected. Security lapses and failures are not simply disruptions. They can be catastrophic events, and the consequences can be felt across the entire organization. The inadvertent mistakes of privileged users alone can result in millions of dollars in damages through unintentional configuration errors and or careless security commands. As a result, security managers face serious challenges in protecting the company's sensitive data. IT staff are challenged to provide detailed audit and controls documented at a time when they're already facing increasing demands on their time due to events such as mergers or even reorganizations and, well, what other changes are going on in the environment. Many organizations don't have enough experienced mainframe security personnel to meet demand, and expanding employee skill sets can be very time-consuming. One way to offset these challenges is to establish effective processes to manage administration, audit configurations and settings, and monitor changes and events. That's where Z-Secure comes in. It can help enhance the security of mainframe systems by automating audit and administrative processes and by easing the burden of compliance measures. Z-Secure can help increase security and decrease complexity. Z-Secure consists of the multiple products for ZOS and for ZVM designed to help administer the mainframe security, monitor for threats, audit usage and configurations, and enforce policy compliance. It can help improve the efficiency and manageability of the mainframe security environment. Administration, provisioning, and management products can significantly reduce security costs, reduce security overhead, and at the same time contribute to improved productivity, faster response time for the end user, and can be used to reduce the training time needed for new security personnel. Now, this would be in the wheel, as you see up in front of you, the Z-Secure Admin, the Z-Secure Visual, and the Z-Secure CICS Toolkit. Now, on the other half of the wheel, audit and monitoring and compliance products help ease the burden of compliance audits and improve security and incident handling and also increase overall operational effectiveness. And this includes the products such as Z-Secure Audit, Z-Secure Alert, and Z-Secure Command Verifier. Now, a combined product called Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM is a combined admin and a combined audit functions. In addition, Z-Secure can be used to feed mainframe security information into an enterprise audit and compliance solution through the seamless integration that we have with the IBM Tivoli Security Information and Event Manager, commonly called PSIEM. All right, let's go to slide number 8 now that we've kind of looked at the products. So what's new with 112? Well, keeping in mind our goals to help minimize risk and increase efficiency, to help increase security but yet definitely decrease complexity, as well as to help free security the security personnel to focus on security and address security issues and security futures for their organizations, as well as our goal to provide the capability to track security events and event exposures to address compliance. Let's look at the next couple of slides and see what we've added to 1.12. Well, here are the topics we're going to cover during this presentation. Some of the new items that we have are the multi-system administration, the RACF Remote Sharing Facility, or RSF. Well, you can see the list here. I don't have to go over it one by one. Several of these new capabilities are directly from our customer base, both current customers and our customer prospects. We have brought up things when we've been doing POCs that, you know, gee, I wish you could do this, or or gee, it would be really great if this product would do X, Y, Z. So we take those in consideration when we create the new releases of Z-Secure. They're very important to us because, well, our customers are the real world, so we want to be able to provide products for them in the real world. For instance, being able to do security functions to multiple RACF databases from one session, which, by the way, this capability has really given us an advantage over our competitors, so remember that. We are unique in providing this. Plus, it was suggested by several of our customers, and the subject came up with a few prospects along the way as well. So here it is in this release. Well, I'm not going to go over each of these right now, but just wanted to give you a list of our topics. So let's go to the next slide, which would be slide number 10. Multi-system support is provided in three of our products, the Z-Secure Admin, the Z-Secure Visual, and this is for the administration capability for multiple system support. Well, multiple system support does administration. We meant it for administration, but it also means I need to provide some auditing capabilities too. So this new capability is also in our Z-Secure Audit for the monitoring, reporting, and compliance capabilities. Let's go to slide number 11, and let's take a closer look. Z-Secure Admin can administer, as well as Z-Secure Visual, can administer multiple systems with a single application interface for fast, live data access on all of the selected systems in the enterprise to keep their security synchronized. It allows administrators to send the same command to multiple systems. Now, there's a capability in RACF called RACF Remote Sharing Facility, which is referenced as RRSF. Well, a lot of organizations can't or will not use the RRSF support, but yet they still want to be able to do security administration across multiple RACF databases. So that's what we've provided them. We've provided them the capability to do security administration across multiple systems from one single session. In other words, not having to sign on to another one to do it, or another one to do it, or another one to do it. They can do effectively do security from one session from multiple databases without having to implement RRSF. Or if they have RRSF implemented in their organization, then of course we can take advantage of that as well. We use data encryption is used to protect the cross-system communications so that nothing is actually in clear text. Let's go to slide number 12. Now, the data set panel that we have, we created a data set panel. It's now provided to support this new feature, and it provides an easy way to define which RACF databases are to be affected or which ones you want to put into and use this new feature with. And they can be clusters or they can be individually defined. Let's go to slide number 13. Security, Z-Secure Admin can help quickly identify problems in RACF databases, as we know, such as missing or inconsistent definitions. But being able to do this across multiple databases at a time and being able to do a compare between multiple databases certainly adds the ease of knowing that security has been installed correctly across those multiple databases. it also enables them to be able to fix problems across the multiple databases that they may be having to do administration for before they become a threat to security and a threat to compliance. It can also monitor privileged users to help ensure that old accounts are properly deleted and the products have been integrated properly, thereby, you know, helping to avoid those vulnerabilities that can be exploited by other users. Plus, now there exists the capability to compare those multiple RACF databases to ensure compliance and the proper security rules that have been implemented. Now, just to be on the safe side, we have a new capability for an ask mode has been introduced with a confirmation panel. This will help reduce the possibility of a command being routed to the wrong database. So it gives you a chance to look at what you've done before you actually do it. at this point, Mark, is there anything you want to add on the possible capabilities or the possible benefits that even you may see that a customer with your experience with customers might add to this?
Actually, Linda, there's just the ability to synchronize and see where things are dissimilar, as shown in the middle of slide 13. We can see where the same ID is on multiple systems, but it has different definitions and different constraints. It is very valuable. That's one of the biggest points of interest.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, I'm going to take a little breather here at this point. Mark's going to carry on with the next few slides. Mark?
Okie doke. As we advance to slide 14, that's where we have the same information. And it allows you to route the information around your enterprise or restrict it to the singular system that you are currently on. Slide 15 shows us one example of this where you can establish links between user IDs on different systems. For example, I have two IDs, each on a different system, and I want to link them. And it used to be that we had to use the native RACF command, and there was no Zsecure admin support for that function. Now with 1.12, we have support for the RAC link function. It is, again, simply a case of displaying the user ID and then choosing the function that we wish to have and either overtyping or filling in the blanks. So as you can see on slide 15, this lets me link together two different IDs on different systems. Slide 16, some of the very powerful functions of Zsecure Audit are the verify functions. And it used to be that when you did a verify, it only looked at the current system, which was nice, but how do you synchronize across the systems? Now, we are aware, we have the ability to be aware of entries in other systems and take those into account. It also used to be that you could delete a user on one system but leave them existing on another, and that is undesirable. So now when you give us the information for multiple systems together and you do certain functions like a delete of user IDs or delete of data set profiles, they will not be effective or not be allowed to happen if they are still on use in a connected RRSF node. Now, you can still override that, as you see on the bullet item. If you say option only at or just on this system, we will do so. But generally speaking, if you try and delete a user ID from one system when it's still active on another, you get a warning, you get a flag. Okay, same thing if you try and undefine a RAC link. Page 17. This is a Zsecure visual, which Glenda mentioned earlier is our effort to minimize training time and help make administration more visual. So this uses panels on a distributed system and allows now for you to run either in single system mode or multi-system mode. And again, it's aware of Zsecure nodes as well as RRSF and will use the appropriate transportation vehicle for your request. And slide 17 shows you one of the panels for node selection. Slide 18 allows or demonstrates how to do fine-tuning for searches. This lets you specify your search criteria and, as you see on the right-hand side, specify which node or nodes to conduct the search. Slide 19, again, is talking about multi-system and RRSF support, and it's simply showing you how you can direct the commands to different location or locations. Okay, now, you'll see in towards the bottom of the graphic, copying users or groups requires Z-secure nodes. So there are some features that require certain transportation vehicles. But for the most part, it's mix and match, and we use the one that you want us to use or that is best suited to the purpose. Next, we go into ZOS Unix administration, which is an enhancement to Z-secure admin. Slide 21. The Z-secure Unix reports are now available in Z-secure admin. They used to be only available in Z-secure audit. This is a big advantage for those customers who only have the admin product. We also now have the U for Unix line command that lets you invoke the ISPF ZOS Unix directory list utility, which allows you to go in and maneuver your way through the file system to look at and modify file modes, owners, audit flags, extended attributes, etc. On slide 22, ZOS version 1, release 12, this brings up a specific panel. So this is a new support that is provided by ZOS 1.12. And you can, again, bring up this display, choose the actions to take, and you'll notice the red slash, that you can always use the slash to bring up the list of available commands. Now, a very important thing about this, even if you are in multi-system connections, is that the service only works on the live local ZOS Unix. You cannot go reaching across to some other system, some other Zplex system, to process these requests. And you must have appropriate Unix file permissions. Slide 23, we're going to talk now about applying commands to multiple records, or the block commands. This is really exciting stuff, and it applies to products Z-Secure Admin and Z-Secure Audit. What we do, if you are an ISPF user, you're familiar with the block commands, as opposed to putting a D on each line to delete a collection of lines, you put a DD on the first line, a DD on the last line, and everything between those is deleted. It used to be for us that you had to put the command, a single letter, on each line. Now you can recreate, you can delete, you can manipulate profiles in a list by specifying blocks of user IDs or blocks of profiles to be affected. And they will all be done at once together. Additionally, you can select commands using, I think it's the S. No, it's Z's. You use Z's, ZZ to mark the beginning, ZZ to mark the end, and then you can do a for all command, which says build the following command using these profile names as operands. This is a very exciting feature that I think will be very useful to our customers and make maintenance of multiple IDs simultaneously much easier. Okay, slide 25 talks about the SMF record support extensions, primarily for audit, alert, and the TSIM enabler for TSIEM. DB2 is a very hot topic. We're seeing a lot of people wanting to collect and report on DB2 events using the compliance reporting. And DB2 version 10 release 1 came out with a whole collection of new trace records, and we support those. So you'll see on the slide, 26, the various facilities and features that apply to SMF record 102 and how it is we've provided additional support. Also, in this release, slide 27 talks about the new communication server NJE mail client, or CSMTP event. And this is now reported in SMF record 119 with various subtypes, and there are new CARLA fields to report on those, extract and report on those records. So we're keeping very current, as Glenda pointed out. We have great currency with the new release, and we have new facilities to report on those new services. We also, on slide 28, talk about Linux for System Z reporting. You can create audit records on a Linux for System Z system, ship that information over to a ZOS system, and we can format those as SMF records, type 83, subtype 4s, and format a report of those events on the Z Linux system so that you can report and audit those events. Okay, other enhancements in audit and admin. On slide 30, we have a new type of audit report for new list type RACF access, which enables reporting of RAC list merge access lists for a resource. So if you have something like CICS transaction control records, profiles, those are member and group profiles, and they're merged, and they're not always terribly easy to understand using native RACF. This can now help us report on the merged access list that RACF uses internally after all the bits and pieces are put together and a final collection is built. We can also, for ACF2, provide reporting on all users and associated access levels for a particular key or next key. Okay? So this is very helpful in understanding what's going on for authorizations within our ACF2 database. Now, as Glenda mentioned, we listened to the customers. We had several requests for having a way to tell users about revoked connections. In RACF, as you know, if you're granted access through a group as opposed to your ID, and your connection to that group is revoked, you lose access to that resource. So it's very important to know if the connection that's granting access is active or revoked to a user. We now have a column in the access control list, or ACL, reporting feature or reporting section that shows revoked connections. So this should be something that's very interesting to our users. Okay, sending alerts to Unix syslog. Zsecure Alert can now send alert notifications not only to the console operator, to a pager, other destinations. It can also now write alerts to the Unix syslog. And this also was retrofitted back into Zsecure 1.11 last summer. So it's another communication point or another destination for an alert. Okay, TCP/IP alerts and concerns. Again, Zsecure Audit and Zsecure Alert. Now, as everyone's dependence and connectivity to the web increases, so does the risk and the exposure potential if your TCP/IP stacks and ports aren't properly controlled and administered. And because you can have those parameters specified in multiple locations, and because there are interdependencies that can be invoked or not, for example, you can define ports as being SAF controlled or not, it becomes a very detailed and onerous task to monitor all the possibilities, which of course makes it a perfect application for Z-Secure to come in and say, we'll look at machine speed for you at what's going on and save you the clerical headaches. So we have some new audit concerns based on or looking at IP stacks. And as you can see, there are, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 new audit concerns of moderate concern levels that tell you what it is that we think is an exposure or a potential exposure within your internet connectivity parameters. For example, 28, severity 28 says no access control to or from foreign and local networks. Okay. So these are all things that you need to look at and make sure that you accept what is being told your environment or that you correct your environment appropriately. Slide 35, we have two that are audit concerns that are worthy of attention. Those are 18 and 15, or 11, depending on the environment. For example, anyone can read a netstat output. If I can read a netstat output, which is the status of your network and what's being active and what's being looked at and watched, I could potentially find ways to attack. So you want to make sure that you are aware of these. The audit concern with ports where review is required says you're not using SAF. So that this means that you don't have as powerful a security mechanism being used as is available in your environment. You have the power to have SAF control access to ports, but you're not using it. And then on page 36, we have audit concerns for access to your trusted computing base. As you can see, these are fairly low severity, but you still want to be aware of them and decide whether or not you want to take corrective action. Now, for Z-Secure Alert, we have the ability to tell you immediately when certain internet protocol security features are deactivated. Okay, there are alerts for blocked filter records. Attacks blocked by filter records are no longer logged. If that happens, that means that if an attack is occurring, you're not notified. There is no trace. And so therefore you want alert to tell you about it. In the minor category, certain SMF 119 records are no longer being written, giving you an incomplete audit trail. You want to know about that. You want to correct it. And then we have two critical alerts. So these are all to help you maintain control over your internet presence. Okay, slide 38, other alert enhancements. We have health checker alerts, and we have SMF record flood detection. There's a new service in ZOS 112 that says if certain records of your choosing are occurring at 2, 3, 4 times the normal level, that implies a possible attack. It implies a possible situation where an attacker is trying to fill up the SMF data sets, throw you into data lost mode, and therefore you can't track their actions once that happens. The system now lets you take action based on that possible occurrence, and Z-Secure Alert will now tell you, hey, this is happening. you need to know that the system has started flood processing. Okay, Z-Secure Command Verifier, slide 40. Okay, there have been some enhancements made to Command Verifiers, again, either to be current with the new release or in response to customer requests. We now have notification controls when commands are changed. We'll tell you if a command was changed, if we modified the command being verified due to default policies, mandatory policies, or a violated policy. So we'll tell you why or this command was changed. We have shut down or deprecated C4R debug. It was nice, it was good, it served its purpose, and we needed further granularity. So we now have the new C4R.equal message.command, which lets you further tune what is being reported in your debug processing. Pardon me. We also have support in Command Verifier for the new RACF keywords. RACF or Z-Secure 112, sorry, ZOS 112 has some new keywords for the ICSS segments. We support that. Also, the new no generic keyword on RACF commands. So those are now recognized, understood, and handled by Command Verifier. C-Secure visual enhancements on slide 42. Here's another user-requested enhancement. We now support resume and revoke dates on connects. So as you can see, there was a certain amount of emphasis placed on group connects within RACF. Also, Z-Secure Visual will support the ICF symmetric key CPACF wrapping property, which is something new in ZOS 112. Okay, so ZOS currency for all the various products here listed. The digital certificate, of course, are all very important to us nowadays, and RACF has made significant enhancements to their handling of digital certificates. So here we have the support for those in the products. Again, the second bullet we just talked about, the third bullet, the RACF performance control set generic anchor, is a control that is either system-wide or job-specific and is reported and handled or maintainable through the panels in Z-Secure 1.12. So we are definitely right there with all the new RACF information. Slide 46, we talked about SMF flood detection, and that's there. There's an alert for the flood detection. So, again, as the new stuff is as the new services and facilities come out in ZOS, we're right there supporting them with the product. Before I hand the speaking back over to Glenda, I'd like to invite you all to attend a technical information exchange that I'm delivering on December 8th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So this will look at these same facilities, only with a little more technical flavor. So, Glenda, if you'd like to take over.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Let's go to the next slide and review the availability information for the release. So that would be slide number 48. IBM Z-Secure products are supported on the following platforms and applications. Well, ZOS version 1.8 through 1.12. 1.12 is the new version. There's a standard support extension for ZOS versions 1.8 and 1.9. Former support is provided for 1.8 and newer. CSCS transaction server 3.1 through 4.1. Then, of course, we have the DB2 version 8.1 through the new release of DB2 version 10.1. And then for ACF2 and Top Secret, we have R8 through R12. The Compliance Insight Manager for ZOS Enabler, which talks to TSIEM, it works with the Tivoli Security Information Event Manager version 2 or 2.0, as well as the Compliance Insight Manager, the older versions, which is version 8 and version 8.5. The Z-Secure Visual requires ZOS version 1.8 or higher. Now, the Visual Client requires Microsoft XP with Surface Pack 3 or Windows Vista or Windows 7. So that's what we run on for this release. Now, let's go to the next slide. This is just a summary of what you've already heard from us about the new capabilities that we've added in 1.12. And remember, the multi-system administration support gives us a big advantage over our competitors, a unique advantage that they don't have. We also provided the Unix administration, the command for multiple RACF profiles, and I'm not going to go over this list again because you can look at them yourself. You can ask us questions. You can send Mark and I emails, and we'll help you. But let's go to slide. Let's go to the next slide, which is slide 50, because these are the benefits that 1.12 has. The Security Z Secure Suite is a valuable part of managing mainframe security as a business process that meets the needs for the regulators and the auditors and the business itself. And these offerings are the product for over 20 years committed to innovation of the mainframe and to enabling you to improve and simplify for your customers and for you to tell your customers about improving and simplifying mainframe security audit and administration. Through a broad range of offerings that we have for both ZOS and ZVM, it does help them address their key issues such as audit and compliance, reporting on questionable system options and dangerous settings, because we've expanded out Z-Secure Audit and Z-Secure Administration to not, or Z-Secure Audit to not just the database itself, the security database itself. But as you can see from the list up above, you know, we support for customers who want to utilize that RACF remote sharing, but we also provided alerting and integration with audit information and alerts from things like the IBM Health Checker. We added TCP/IP and digital certificate support, which are very important to organizations out there now, to customers that are running in those environments. And the new Linux on System Z, being able to provide auditing for that environment, is just a huge advancement in what Z-Secure itself can provide. Let's go to slide number 51. These are your general type of resource capabilities that you have that are available to you. We have a new white paper out there that's called Consolidating Security Across Platforms with IBM System Z, which talks about Z-Secure and being able to do consolidating of security. There's a white paper out there, too, called Realizing Business Value with Mainframe Security Management that talks about the ROI. Then we also have for you guys to use for your customers. We have a customer video that's available. It's either out on YouTube or the internal SMRC. We have a new red paper, too, that just came out a couple of weeks ago, Empowering Security and Compliance Management for the ZOS RACF Environment Using the IBM Tivoli Security Management for ZOS, and there's the links there. Let's go to slide number 52. Here's some more information for you, some more ways in which you can introduce Z-Secure into the environments of your customers, and so that you can listen to and read about, so that you can update yourself on what's with 1.12 and with Z-Secure itself. We have a Zoe demo that runs out there. And by the way, I used this at the IOD conference a couple of weeks back, and it was a real attention-getter. People really stopped and listened to it. To what was being said. There is a Tivoli Beat, and we have leveraging IBM Security Z on a security hub. And then we have another demo out there for the security management for ZOS. We have a Red Book that's very good and is used by a lot of our customers. I've actually gone into customers and seen it sitting on their desk, either open or at least in the corner of their desk, and it's called the ZOS Mainframe Security and Audit Management using IBM Tivoli Z Secure. We have one organization who says it's his Bible on how to set up the baseline security capabilities that in his organization, how to audit against them. Let's go to slide number 53. Some of the general benefits of Z-Secure that you can use: simplify administration and reduce complexity, and automate security auditing events and monitoring and things that deal with regulations security people have to deal with on a daily basis, which also reduce costs and improve their return on investment that they've got into the product as well. Two of the case studies that we have posted out there talk about how they've saved time. You really won't find a lot of customers that will talk about they saved X amount of dollars, but they will tell you that they saved a lot of time. Time equates to dollars. So, Mark, anything you want to add on that?
Lynn, I just think that emphasizing the multiple system support is really key, and also the block commands, the ability to change multiple profiles at one time as opposed to having to do each one separately is a huge advantage we have.
Yes, I definitely agree, and both of those do give us such a competitive advantage when we talk about those. So let's go to slide number 54. There's the external web page that's available. Pretty soon, probably the next couple of weeks or so, you'll see the new data sheets for ZSecure 1.12 will be posted. But if you need any information, just contact me. My email address is really simple to remember. It's Glinda, G-L-I-N-D-A, at us.ibm.com. And you can also get a hold of Mark as well. So with that, in closing, I'm going to send it back to the operator.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star then one. One moment, please. And I have no questions at this time.
Well, that just means that Mark and I did a good job. So you'll get new posted presentations to use for customers, and we'll get those out in the sales kits for everybody to use. So with that, let's close, and just remember you can always contact us. Thanks, Fran. We can close it up.
And thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. As you heard, the discussion is over, and so all lines may please disconnect.